Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, ringing up the curtain for a visit with two people familiar and dear to us all, Betty and Bob Drake. Betty has finally convinced Bob that Evelyn Lewis's determination to marry Sam Carter isn't just funny. Betty knows that a girl like Evelyn can be very dangerous. And if she could see Evelyn right now, she would be even more afraid. For Evelyn this morning went down to Sam's hotel. Sam wasn't there, but Evelyn met Martin Anderson, the enemy of Betty and Bob. Anderson was obviously intrigued by the girl, especially after the way she talked about the Drakes. And Evelyn is only too happy to find a man who is interested in talking to her. She accepted Anderson's invitation for a late breakfast, and we find the two of them in the hotel restaurant.
Oh, you're such a funny man, Mr. Anderson.
And you're a very charming girl, Miss Lewis.
Do you think so?
And I must be careful what I say. The senator
oh,
might...
Oh, Sam doesn't resent people making pretty speeches to me. Please go on, Mr. Anderson.
Sam is a very careless fellow.
But you started telling me about the Drakes, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, yes, the Drakes.
Of course, they're friends of Sam.
Yes, and he might even resent the fact that you're having breakfast with me.
Oh, no.
The Drakes consider me a very dangerous man, Miss Lewis.
You? Oh, Mr. Anderson.
Bob Drake makes it an open secret. He'd like to make trouble for me if he could.
Why, that's dreadful. I hope you're not going to let him.
Well, I'm trying not to, Miss Lewis.
I think you're very nice.
Thank you.
I know just how you must feel, Mr. Anderson. I know how I feel about the Drakes. They don't want Sam to marry me.
Is that so?
Of course, it doesn't make any difference what they say.
Of course not.
Oh, I think Bob's all right, but Betty Drake...
Oh, so you've been having trouble with Betty?
Not trouble, exactly, but you know how it is, Mr. Anderson. Alone in a strange place and... When people aren't friendly...
Well, you shouldn't have any trouble making friends, Miss Lewis.
Oh, if everyone here was so pleasant and friendly as you, Mr. Anderson, I'd like this place very much.
Do you expect to stay in Monroe very long?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm staying with a friend and...
And it depends on the senator, eh?
I'm so glad I met you this morning, Mr. Anderson.
Well, now I...
You really did me a great favor, telling me that Sam wasn't in his room. I was so worried.
Oh, well, perhaps Sam has returned to the hotel. Shall I have him paged and find out?
No, please don't bother now, Mr. Anderson. I'm enjoying my breakfast so much.
That's very flattering, Miss Lewis.
Well, I don't mean to be just flattery, Mr. Anderson, but you and I have so much in common.
Have we?
I think so.
No. I hope so.
I've been interested in politics practically all my life.
Oh, maybe that accounts for the senator, then.
Oh, no. I would have fallen in love with Sam anyhow. But I'm proud that he's a senator.
You should be.
But you, Mr. Anderson, you're in politics, too.
Oh, in a small way.
It's so wonderful to know that strong men like you are running our affairs. It makes me feel so safe.
Well, Miss Lewis, I...
Being on the city council, that's very important, isn't it?
Well, it's not as important as being a senator, Miss Lewis.
But you do make laws and see that they're carried out.
You make it sound very simple.
If I were a man, that's certainly the thing I would want to do.
A lot of women enter politics these days, Miss Lewis.
But I think it's wrong when there are men like you.
And the senator.
I'm just going to devote my life to Sam's career.
I know. You'll be very helpful.
But there'll be so many things I'll have to learn.
And the senator ought to be a very good teacher.
Honestly, Mr. Anderson, don't you think politics is an important career for a man?
Well, not everybody is suited for that career, Miss Lewis.
You are, Mr. Anderson. I can tell that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob Drake doesn't think so.
Bob Drake doesn't know everything. All he does is put out a newspaper.
Well, in a way, that's being in politics, too.
Oh.
Well, when you publish a newspaper, you influence people's opinions. And since it's the people who make the laws...
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
That's why Drake and I aren't very good friends, Miss Lewis.
Well, I'm sure you're the one that's right. He hasn't the right to criticize you.
Oh, I wish you'd tell him that.
I will.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that seriously. As a matter of fact, I don't think you ought to mention me to the Drakes. Not if you're going to marry a friend of theirs.
But I don't think it's fair.
Now, you mustn't frown like that, Miss Lewis.
Oh, was I frowning? I was thinking so hard of what I could do.
Well, now, don't you worry about it.
Well, if I think of anything, I'll let you know.
I'd appreciate that, and I appreciate your having breakfast with me this morning.
You are nice, Mr. Anderson.
And I hope the senator doesn't take you away too soon before I have a chance to see you again.
Oh, Mr. Anderson.
They seem to be getting along very well, don't they? Is Martin Anderson really attracted by the girl? Or does he see her as a possible weapon against Betty and Bob? And as for Evelyn, does she see in Martin Anderson a possible ally? Bob has tried all morning to reach Evelyn Lewis by phone. He still doesn't see how his interference is going to help matters, but he promised Betty that he would try to convince Evelyn that Sam Carter is not in a marrying mood and that it would be best for Evelyn to forget the whole thing and leave town. And right now, after his 20th attempt to reach Evelyn, it's no wonder that Bob is exasperated when Betty walks into his office.
Oh, you say she hasn't come back yet. Well, when do you expect her? All right, I'll try again.
What's the matter, darling?
I can't find that girl. I tried all over town, darling.
Keep trying.
I don't know what you want of me, Betty.
Now, Bob.
You seem to think that I have nothing better to do than to straighten out Sam Carter's love affairs.
But Sam Carter isn't having a love affair. That's what you're supposed to be straightening out.
But why me?
We've been all through that before, Bob.
Oh, look, Betty, I didn't have anything to do with Evelyn Lewis coming here. I didn't have anything to do with Sam Carter.
Bob, you promised.
I promised, but I still don't know what you want me to do.
It's very simple. Talk to Evelyn Lewis.
That's what I've been trying to do, darling, all morning. Look at my desk. It's all piled up with work just because I've been trying to talk to Evelyn Lewis.
You really are mad, aren't you, darling?
No, not mad, just annoyed.
Annoyed with me?
Well, yes.
Oh, don't be annoyed, Bob.
Well, then don't make me make promises.
I don't ask you to do things for me very often.
If it were... Darling, if it was for you, I'd do anything. But for Sam...
It's not only for Sam. It is for me, too.
But I can't just talk to her, darling. I'll have to make a date for lunch or dinner tonight, and then maybe I'll have to take her out someplace dancing.
Bob!
Well, how else can I get her to leave Sam alone?
Well, you don't
have to... If I take her out, maybe I can convince her that Sam isn't so terrific.
Oh, Bob, you're still joking about it.
No, I'm not, darling, but I can't think of anything else to do.
Just get her to leave town.
Well, the easiest way to do that is to let Sam go home and Evelyn will follow him.
Oh, no, that would be mean.
You'd rather have me take her out then.
If that's what you want to do, Bob.
Well, it's not what I want to do, darling, but I can't think of anything else. I can't waste any more time this way, Betty. I've got work to do.
I know, darling.
And if you wanted to be a good girl, you'd forget about Sam Corbett. If I take her out, maybe I can convince her that Sam isn't so terrific.
Oh, Bob, you're still joking about it.
No, I'm not, darling, but I can't think of anything else to do.
Annoyed, Bob.
Well, then don't make me make promises.
I don't ask you to do things for me very often. Often?
If it were... Darling, if it was for you, I'd do anything. But for Sam...
It's not very simple. Talk to Evelyn Lewis.
That's what I've been trying to do, darling, all morning. Look at my desk. It's all piled up with work just because I've been trying to talk to Evelyn Lewis. Nothing to do with Sam Carter.
Bob, you promised.
I promised, but I still don't know what you want me to do.
It's very simple. Talk to Evelyn Lewis.
That's what I've been trying to do, darling, all morning. Look at my desk. It's all piled up with work just because I've been trying to talk to Evelyn Lewis.
You really are mad, aren't you, darling?
No, not mad, just annoyed.
Annoyed with me?
Well, yes.
Oh, don't be annoyed, Bob.
Well, then don't make me make promises.
I don't ask you to do things for me very often.
If it were... Darling, if...
Evelyn Lewis.
That's what I've been trying to do, darling, all morning. Look at my desk. It's all piled up with work just because I've been trying to talk to Evelyn Lewis.
You really are mad, aren't you, darling?
No, not mad, just annoyed.
Annoyed with me?
Well, yes.
Oh, don't be annoyed, Bob.
Well, then don't make me make promises.
I don't ask you to do things for me very often.
If it were... Darling, if it was for you, I'd do anything. But for Sam...
It's not only for Sam, it is for me, too.
But I can't just talk to her, darling. I'll have to make a date for lunch or dinner tonight, and then maybe I'll have to take her out someplace dancing.
Bob!
Well, how else can I get her to leave Sam alone?
Well, you don't
have to... If I take her out, maybe I can convince her that Sam isn't so terrific.
Oh, Bob, you're still joking about it.
No, I'm not, darling, but I can't think of anything else to do.
Just get her to leave town.
Well, the easiest way to do that is to let Sam go home and Evelyn will follow him.
Oh, no, that would be mean.
You'd rather have me take her out, then.
If that's what you want to do, Bob.
Well, it's not what I want to do, darling, but I can't think of anything else. I can't waste any more time this way, Betty. I've got work to do.
I know, darling.
And if you wanted to be a good girl, you'd forget about Sam Carter and Evelyn Lewis for a while and sit right down here at my desk with me. Maybe we'll still have time to get through this stuff so that it can be sent out to Jefferson before lunch. Oh, see who that is, will you, Betty?
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Drake's office. Oh, yes, just a moment. Bob, it's Evelyn Lewis.
Here. Betty, I don't want to talk.
Go on now. Talk to her.
All right. Hello? Oh, hello. Yes, I've been calling you all morning, but why should that surprise you? No, it's not about Sam. I see. What are you doing for lunch, Evelyn? Oh, that's too bad. Well, how about dinner tonight, then? Uh-huh. No, just the two of us. Oh, you like that, huh? Well, all right, suppose you meet me here at my office, say, at 6 o'clock, huh? All right. Bye, Evelyn.
Are you really going to have dinner with us?
Well, that's what you wanted me to do, isn't it?
Well, you didn't have to have dinner.
Well, how else can I do it, Betty? I just can't walk up to the girl, give her a long lecture, and walk away. It wouldn't do any good.
Well...
This way, if I take her out, make her think she's important, and then tell her that she's throwing herself away on Sam...
I don't know if that's going to work either.
Well, if you don't want me to do it, gosh, I'd be only too happy to call the whole thing off.
No. No, Bob, you'd better keep your date. I'm willing to try almost anything to get that girl out of town.
Is Betty pushing Bob into a situation from which he may find it difficult to extricate himself? After all, Evelyn is an extremely attractive young girl and apparently somewhat unscrupulous. Will Betty regret her insistence that Bob talk to Evelyn about Sam Carter?
This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.